Open Your Mind 2018. So with Cabernet Sauvignon, there's a bunch of rules. All winemakers that make, well not all, but 99.9% of winemakers that make Cabernet Sauvignon are like chased by the green monster. Greenness in Cabernet Sauvignon is the main topic when it comes to the making of Cabernet. First of all, people say it needs to be super ripe. You have to because the green component is sort of like that herbaceous eucalyptus, fresh minty character in Bordeaux varieties. Now, people and winemakers don't like that. Personally, I have no problem with it. I feel it's like part of the characteristic of Cabernet. So I have no problem with it. But most people say you got to get rid of that. The only way you can get rid of that is with sunlight. So not temperature. Temperature gives you accumulation of sugar and it just becomes this really high sugar, which turn into high alcohol wines, very jammy kind of wines. But when you get radiation, so sunlight with a low temperature, those tannins and those green components ripe fully at a quite a low sugar. So the area for me that is going to work the best for Cabernet is high altitude vineyards. And I've got that. I've got Cabernet Sauvignon in the Sierras Plateau in the mountains. So I thought, okay, let's take one of those components and let's break every rule that people have towards the making of Cabernet Sauvignon. First of all, you remove the stems. No one wants stems in fermentation. So what we did, we said, okay, let's throw in all the stems. So we chucked in whole bunches of Cabernet Sauvignon into a big wooden barrel, a 600 liter barrel, where I removed the head of the barrel. So the barrel becomes like a small fermentation tank. So we threw in all whole bunches into this barrel and it started fermenting. And as it fermented with the stems, it ate all those herbaceous, all those tannin from the stems went into the wine. Then when fermentation was sort of to the end, I put the lid of the barrel back into the barrel. So basically, while the stems and the berries, the skins and the pips were inside the barrel, I closed the barrel up and I put it on its side. And I filled it with the same wine that we fermented in another tank without any stems. So basically, just to fill the barrel to the full. And we fermented with the whole bunches inside this barrel and we left it like that. So for a year long, it aged the skins, the pips, and the stems inside this barrel. And we gave this wine an overdose of stems, an overdose of skins, and we then emptied the barrel after a year. We pressed the skins and all of that went into bottle. So obviously the most weirdest Cabernet that you can ever imagine. Everything from that vineyard went into this wine and it aged for a year. That's why on the label, there's a green alien saying, open your mind to a new style of Cabernet.